505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and I did tell you we've got another big announcement. So, regularly, was it every other week, Congressman John McGuire is here. John really took point on getting that one big, beautiful bill through the House. Now, I know tomorrow, when he joins, he's going to give all the credit to Speaker Mike Johnson, but I'm here to tell you, John McGuire, big part of why everybody's getting to keep the Trump tax cuts, why we're all getting good stuff done for us. So anyway, so John McGuire will be here, but that's a regularly scheduled thing. You know, every other week he's with us. Then I announced that Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, has joined Team Katz as we work to support and celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And there are a couple of items on her menu, including the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies, oh, and the pumpkin bread. That's the other item that's on there. And she's going to be donating a portion of each sale of each of those items to Team Katz and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm actually just texting her now because I forget what the dollar amount is. I just want to make sure I got it all straight before I give away the whole store. And then she'll be like, yeah, I used to be the best baker in Virginia, and then I told Jeff I would help, and now, well, you know, I'll bake cupcakes if you'll pay our mortgage. No, not like that. So I'll get the details. Oh, and this one just in, Germ, it's cool with you. I just want to make sure we've got all of the W's drawn and all of the S's crossed. Yes, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is joining us tomorrow afternoon at 5:05. So that's going to be cool. It's been a while since we chatted with the Lieutenant Governor. This is, I think, and I know people say it every year, it's the most important election of my lifetime. And you go, yeah, but you're 12. Or you look to somebody and say, well, you're 112. Yeah, you've seen a couple of elections. And then maybe, 4:05, exactly. That's when Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears will be here, 4:05 tomorrow. And also Congressman John McGuire is going to be dropping by. But then you look to somebody like me and go, all right, look, you've been around the block a couple of times. I'm here to tell you, for Virginia, this is a vitally important election. You have the Lieutenant Governor of our beloved Commonwealth, who has said very clearly she wants to continue the great work that has been done for the last 4 years by Governor Glenn Youngkin. I'm on board with that. You've got John Reed, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, who says, let's continue the great work that Governor Glenn Youngkin has done. I'm on board with that. We have Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you, I think is the best attorney general that I have personally seen in my time in Virginia. I think he's wonderful. He's done a great job these past 4 years. So he's saying, let's continue the great work we've done the last 4 years, where we're protecting children. We're holding criminals accountable. We're fighting back against crazy people like, well, you know, Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones, who firmly believe it's okay for somebody's son to steal the scholarship from your daughter. They think it's totally okay to have boys in the girls' locker rooms. Jason Meares, I'm telling you right now, rubber to the road, man. He's getting it done, and he's doing a great job. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears join us tomorrow afternoon at 4:05. All right. I did ask about the official proper Hanover Mater sandwich. A couple of folks have said, Jeff, it's got to be bologna. Ideally, fried bologna. I can go along with that. I love bologna and hot dogs. And well, you know, Jeff, it's made with pig noses, and I don't care. I want more noses in there then, because I think I like it. You know, Jeff, it's made with that. I know what it's made with. I grew up in Philadelphia eating scrapple. Do you know what scrapple's made of? Scrapple's made from all the stuff that's left after you make hot dogs and bologna. That's how bad that is. And they put some sawdust in there to just hold it all together. So I grew up eating that. So I'm cool with hot dogs and bologna. Anywho. So yeah, bologna, white bread, Duke's mayo, Hanover tomato slice. Yep, on board. Absolutely. Totally on board. Now, I've got another one here. Let me tell you about this one, though. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, when you're talking about a Hanover Mater sandwich, what you want to do is add a quarter inch slice, ooh, that's a nice thick slice, of German bologna. Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. I've lived here all my life, Jeff. That's the official sandwich. And last I heard about the illegally removed statues, I heard that Robert E. Lee was in a field at the Powhatan Correctional Facility laying out in a field. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I had heard that as well, but I don't honestly recall. I mean, I haven't been out there. I have not been to the facility out in Powhatan. But we got plenty of folks out in Powhatan. Guys, take a ride by. I don't know if you can see it from the street, but take a ride by. If you can see it from the road, let me know if Robert E. Lee has been dumped in a field out there. Could happen. In fact, it probably has happened. You know, I was looking for some suggestions to pass along to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News. Rich's son, Riggs, is in town, and they've been enjoying, well, everything, which is cool. And I know he's looking for a couple of other suggestions, and I'm happy to give him a few. I'm still trying to push him. I don't know what his cooking situation is. You know, he's at a hotel, for God's sake. So I don't think he's got a stove or anything. But I can guarantee you he has the means to make a real, actual Central Virginia Hanover tomato sandwich. That's not difficult at all, right? I continue saying, got to be white bread. Got to be white bread. All right, let me give you, speaking of pasty, starchy items that are probably not good for you, Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, is back, and he had something to say. I described this as the wit and wisdom of Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, so I don't think it's going to last all that long. Cut number three, Germ.
So, Brian, what's the bigger impact here? I mean, I want to put to you part of a statement from Jody Ginsburg, who's the head of the Committee to Protect Journalists. She said CBS caved to groundless threats here. She also said that this signals that the current administration, as well as any future administrations, can interfere with or influence editorial decisions. You had ABC News settle. You've now had CBS settle. Is there a larger concern about press freedom here?
There is, because the public needs and wants independent, impartial journalism. And for the most part, that's what Americans are getting. Despite all of Trump's threats, despite his lawsuits, and despite his other attempts to crack down on a free press, the news is getting out. And Americans, by and large, are still well informed about what's going on with this administration. But the reason why legal experts I spoke with today and press freedom advocates today have been using words like authoritarianism is because they're worried about the Democratic backsliding that this might represent. If a president can sue a media outlet and tie it up in knots legally in court, if a president can convince a media outlet to pay tens of millions of dollars in settlements in order to avoid a protracted dispute, that is a unsettling path forward for the American news media.
Is it? No. No, actually it isn't, Mr. Potato Head. And let me explain to you why it isn't. Because, and I say this with some degree of authority, since now your word is authoritarian, I can present myself as an authority on this. I have spent the better part of 34 years in this goofy world of talk radio. And for 34 years, I've had to interact with people who populate legacy news media operations. And unfortunately, here's the news that everybody needs to know, is that the vast majority of people who are inside of those legacy news media operations are people just like you. Obtuse, nasty, bottom-feeding, uber leftists. Otherwise, I'm sure they're nice people, but not you. I am thrilled that people have been shown the ugly pseudo-journalism that you and your ilk, Mr. Potato Head, have foisted on the American people. And you know who's responsible for this? Do you know who's responsible for this? You are. It wasn't Donald Trump who talked about the fake news for the first time. It was Donald Trump who exposed the fake news for the first time. Those of us in the industry knew about this forever. But since most of the industry is populated again by people like you, it's just the way it is. Well, we all agree, so how could we possibly be wrong? Okay. People like me who dared to offer an opinion. I mean, first of all, we were written off, a talk show host. They don't even want to talk to you. And if you want to think that our little corner of the world is different, I will say this, because nobody's there anymore. I had folks who wouldn't even talk to me. It's the truth. Turn and walk in the other direction. Turn their head as I was passing them in the hallway. Now it's very different. It's very different. I pay tribute every time I can to Charles Pyle, our news director. Great guy. Rock solid, real journalist, excellent anchor man, giving everyone exactly what you're supposed to get, which is the real news. That's why we're very, very fortunate to have him in general and very fortunate to have him here on my program. And that's where he belongs, by the way. Shouldn't be anywhere else. Happy to have him. And I am glad to see that people like Brian Steltler are melting down, because that means that the truth is being told. All right. Much more positive, I swear you. 5:35. We're going to talk about helping out our friends at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the father figure. There are four all-star teams, and our mission is to collectively raise $100,000. Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, joins us at 5:35 with the details. And yes, of course, I want you to support Team Cats. 5:17, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Monday. Tomorrow, some great stuff going on in the afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be here. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. Really excited about that. We've got my buddy Chris Beach joining us at 5:35. You know, I like to go out on a high note. I do. I like to end with everybody feeling good and positive and cheerful as much as is humanly possible. I mean, it's not like I'm ignoring things that go on in the world, but we have all teamed up for the Fatherhood Foundation this year. In past years, the whole father figure thing has been individual. You had a whole bunch of guys, each of whom was competing to be the father figure. This year, teams have been put together. I don't know how they were put together. I wasn't involved in that. Heck, I didn't even know that I was a team until Chris said, "Hey, congratulations, you're heading up Team Cats." And I thought, well, I thought I was pretty much the only cats in the neighborhood, but no, it's me. So anyway, Chris will be here at 5:35. We're going to be talking about how we help. And I've got a suggestion. You know, a lot of people talking about the bologna going along with a Hanover tomato slice, Little Duke's mayo, and two slices of bread. I've got, I love bologna. I do. I love bologna. And I love hot dogs. And I love all that stuff. You remember, I grew up poor, okay? So, I mean, not like, well, were you middle class? No, we were poor. That's what we were. So it was what it was. But so I grew up with all of that sort of stuff. And I love liverwurst. Man, I love liverwurst. Again, liverwurst is delicious with a Hanover tomato. But it's also great just with some fresh onion on top. But are you familiar with Lebanon bologna? Lebanon bologna is from Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. All right, it's a special sort of a thing. It's kind of an Amish thing. It is actually much closer to salami than it is bologna, but for whatever reason, it's called Lebanon bologna, and it is sweet, which might sound really, really weird, but it's delicious. And again, absolutely perfect in a sandwich with a beautiful Hanover tomato. So these are some of the suggestions, because I'm going to be joining Rich Herrera tomorrow morning on Richmond's Morning News, 7:35. So that'll be good. Looking forward to that. I know he wants some suggestions on places to go, things to see while his son is in town. But I also have a few food suggestions because I'm thinking they'll both be plum tuckered out by the time they get to lunchtime. So we'll do that tomorrow morning at 7:35. I'll be joining Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. It is Monday. We're holding. Oh, man, we actually ticked up. It's 93 degrees and 87% humidity, which means it's hot. And humid and sticky and all the better for you to think some very happy, positive thoughts. And I remind you about the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, an absolutely amazing organization. My my dear friend, my brother over there, Chris Beach, is the executive director, and we are getting ready to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Father Figure. We have four separate teams. Beach put this all together. It's like an NCAA basketball kind of a thing. And we're trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation. Brother Beach, thank you for being here, sir.
As always, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you here. Great to hear your voice. So, explain to everybody, what the heck are we doing and how are we doing it?
Well, the thing is, you know, coming off our year where we were chosen as the best charity event in Richmond, we wanted to do something big for our 10th year anniversary. So instead of us going out and getting 10, 12 new dads, I said, why don't we come up with a goal for 10 years to make $100,000, and why not ask the guys who have done it before to come back and do it again? So we have set up four different teams. It's called the Funding Father Final Four, and we're doing it at the Robin Center, where the Spiders play. So we're doing it on NCAA court. We have an amazing band. We're going to make it a huge celebration, a huge party. We have a decade of the volunteer of the decade. We have the corporate partner of the decade. So we just have so many people we're honoring. But the whole goal is to get these 32 dads to come together with one goal of getting $100,000 for our programs across the state. But being that we're dads, we know there's always competition in there, and there's always one team that wants to beat the other teams, and that's who will hoist up the Funding Father of the Decade trophy. So that's kind of the idea of it.
Wow. All right. So this is very, very exciting, and I was I got to tell you, Chris, I was blown away at the caliber of the dads. I looked down the list, and except like on Team Cats, with the exception of the dude at the top of the list, you got some heavy hitters there.
We do, and then Jamal, of course. You know, he's a heavy hitter some ways, but you know, of course, not Jamal. Yeah, what do you got to do with that one? Yeah. But no, these are just great dads, and the fact that they're coming back again, and the fact that you know you're the captain of the team because you are the second highest fundraiser. So I know that gives you extra wanting to get that top trophy back and beat those other teams. But exactly. And you've even said it to me. You said the bottom line is we're here together to raise that $100,000 because you've seen firsthand from the jail program that you teach the effect it has on these men and the effect that Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is having across the state.
If I can say this in front of everybody, Chris, I was happy to participate in the Funding Father number of years ago. I was impressed with what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has done, but becoming a somewhat more active, leading that class at Pamunkey Regional Jail, I am, number one, I think I'm a better man, a better father myself, a better person because of the experience, but it just really does drive it home to me how vital it is that we have the funding in place, we have the money. I mean, it's great that we do these nice things, these important things, but as you know, and I try to share with people, Inside Out Dad, it's a great program, but the books are not free. There are expenses involved, so it's important that we have the solid footing on this. So I'm continually amazed by what you do. How many diapers now with the dads do diapers too?
Yeah, dads change diapers too. We actually have the van, and just during Fatherhood Week, we gave away 30,000 diapers to dads across the state. And that put us, just in the last event that we did, it put us over 100,000 diapers we've given away to dads across the entire state of Virginia since we started that program. So it's just, you know, I refuse to believe when you go into these communities and they said there are no dads in these communities, the dads don't come out. But then you offer a pack of diapers in these communities where they said there are no fathers, and all of a sudden these fathers come out of the woodwork and they're getting diapers for their children. So I refuse to believe that their dads don't want to be present. Like I've always said, you know, I've not met a lot of deadbeat dads. I've met a lot of dead broke dads who are broken in their souls, broken in their spirits, broken in their relationships, but they're just broken in their knowledge. They don't have the knowledge how to become better dads. And because of people like you, the volunteers, our other instructors, they are getting the skills they need to be present in the lives of their children and to work with mom on a level that can be best for their families.
Chris, you've said it. You've said it a million times, and you're spot on. You've never met a dad who has said, yeah, I really want to be a terrible dad, right? They just don't exist. But so many of these guys legitimately have no tools. They don't have a background. They might have grown up in a situation where they didn't know their dad. And they need somebody who's coming along beside them to say, hey, let me just give you a hand here, bud.
Yeah, and you've seen it inside our dad class. I've seen the 24/7 dad class when we were at the governor's mansion for the Fatherhood Celebration breakfast. To see those dads who are graduating the class, they're in rehab, and right there, they're in active rehab. But to see them come and to get the presentation from the governor, they called me the next day and they said, Chris, we don't deserve this. I'm like, why don't you deserve this? They don't think they have the worth for that, but we're giving them that ability to know that they are worth it and that they can be great fathers. And that's why this event, our biggest event, is so imperative, because it helps. It is our biggest fundraiser to do the programs like New Dad 101, which we're about to add more classes to because we are already filled through August. And we're going to need more volunteers for that, for our 24/7 dad, for our Inside Out dad, for the diaper drives, for Father Christmas, which is coming up towards the end of the year. This is our biggest fundraiser, and it's because of people like you who are stepping up again to make a difference that we're going to reach that $100,000 goal.
All right, Chris Beach is joining us, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Chris, how do people help? I'm assuming that they're able to purchase tickets for the big event. If so, give everybody some information. How do they do it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a one-stop shop. You go to fatherfigureva.org. That's fatherfigureva.org. It has a video from last year's event. It has all the information you need. It has buttons that say support Team Cat, support Team Smith, support Team Kennedy, support Team Garner, and it says sponsorships, tickets. There's everything's right there for you, one-stop shop. You click on it, it takes you right to where you are. So we are looking for sponsors. We are looking for people to buy tickets. We are looking for people that maybe you can't make the event because you're out of town for vacation on August 16th. Yeah. Make a donation. Every single donation helps. And like we've talked about with Jamal, our buddy Jamal, he literally posts just about every day on Facebook, and he got so many $25, $20 donations from people that added up to over $10,000. It doesn't take much. Every little bit helps. That $20 buys us two books for the Inside Out Dad class. That $50 buys us a pack of diapers to put on the van. Every single bit helps.
Love it. Now, you are mentioning some of the opportunities. And when we talk about, just as an example, let me just spitball here, Team Cats. You got this year the basketball-style jerseys. And I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, Chris, you may not have looked at some of the funding fathers. I really think long sleeve options would have been the way to go. I'm not sure that anybody wants to see these guns out, but you could actually put your company logo on the jersey, right?
Exactly. Like, well, you know, being for the Second Amendment, I'm all about guns out. So, you know, we're going to have these jerseys, and we have four sponsorships available. And what that is, on each team will have their logo put on the jersey just like they do in the NBA. And on one side, it'll say Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The other side will be that logo. And the great thing about it is it comes with a table. We're going to frame one of those jerseys so they can put it up in their business. So it's a great way to get involved, get a jersey, have fun, and give back to the community at a fun event, and doing it the way we do it, you know, all over the top, just like we do every other father figure event.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love it. So fatherfigureva.org, fatherfigureva.org. You go there. It's real easy. You'll see Team Cats. We're right in the middle. You click on the button, says click to donate. People can make their donation there. Is that where they would buy tickets as well, or is that a different sort of a thing?
No, everything's right there. It's a one-stop shop, fatherfigureva.org. Go to that place, and you'll see tickets, sponsorships, Team Cats, everything you need to be a part of the father figure. And as we're also a finalist again this year for the best charity event. So voting will start up for that soon. So we'll be voting for you for best afternoon radio show. We'll be voting for us for best charity event in Richmond.
I love it. Boy, you want to talk about a great team. Chris, number one, I always appreciate you being here. I want to get you back. I know you're busy, but you got to mark us on your calendar like once a week for the next couple of weeks leading right up to the father figure. Let's get as many folks involved. It's $100,000 we're looking to raise between amongst the four teams. And while I'm having fun joking about some of it, let's face it, it's vital work that's done. Every single one of those dads who's part of this campaign, these are great men. These really are. I mean, they're not Chris Beach quality, but these are all great men in Central Virginia, my friends.
Well, I beg to differ about that. They're definitely higher quality than this guy right here. So they are the best of the best.
You're a good man. Listen, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk again soon. That is my dear friend, that is Chris Beach. He's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I have to say this. I know we're over, Jerm, just by a couple of seconds. I'm not doing like John Reed over. I'm just, you know, over a second or two. But we got great guys involved in this. Rock solid guys. I'm so blessed to have the people on my team that I have on my team. And you know what? Any of the guys on any of the other teams, they would have been a great fit as well. We got great, great guys. Mark Bowen has already done a major fundraiser for Team Cats, did it last week. And we all joke about my brother Jamal. Jamal is amazing. And I am part of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, 110% as a result of Jamal. No, Jamal didn't ask me if I wanted to be involved. He voluntold me, but it's worked out pretty well. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I just got an email here from one of the members of Team Cats. Looks like he just locked in a big sponsor for Team Cats. Excellent. And I can't give you any so much of what I'm doing these days is just absolutely positively under wraps. But once we lock in this particular supporter of Team Cats for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, then I will announce it right here on this little radio program. Why? Why not? I got the opportunity. You know what I mean? It's good stuff. Can anybody explain to me what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Like, I was upset when he got the boot from Fox. And I like the fact that he, you know, just set up his own shop, went into business for himself. He's making boatloads of money. And it's all great. I mean, that's fine. But he just did an interview with the president of Iran. And all I could think of was, dude, you two guys need to get a room. And then, well, actually, if you got a room with the president of Iran, then they're going to throw you off the roof when you leave that room. So that's not going to work out well for you. But honestly, softball questions for the president of Iran. I understand sometimes you have guests that you like, or maybe somebody in the political arena where maybe you're supporting them. You go, look, I'm not here to rip you apart. I'm just, but the president of Iran, who does that? So that's what I'm curious. Maybe you know more about Tucker Carlson these days. I just, I don't get it. I don't get it. I have it posted at The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. If you want to go take a look at it, seriously, go onto Facebook. Go to The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, and you can watch it, and then let me know what you think. Somebody posted, where is it here? He said, oh, well, that's called journalism. And then somebody else said, they can't stand it. Who's the they that can't stand it? I don't, would you have done a softball interview with, I hate to go down this route, but I'll go down it anyway, with Hitler? Well, you know, those uniforms. No, of course not. But you're doing one with the president of Iran. There's something goofy going on over there. And Jamal Bowman, remember him? He was a congressman for a couple of years. I think he was in the George Santos class of congressmen. I mean, he wasn't accused of crimes like George Santos, but I think they came in at the same time. I think so. But he claimed on, where was he, CNN? Yeah, he was on CNN. He said that obesity, heart disease, and diabetes that affect black people is a result of racism. Oh, and sexism. Women who are overweight or suffering from heart disease or who have obesity are also the victim. They're a victim of sexism. Oh, wait a minute. If you're gay, man, could you imagine being a black gay woman? Because according to him, if in fact you were overweight or had heart disease or had diabetes, it was all a result of bad attitudes towards you.
Good grief.
I know. I don't know what to tell you. Well, no, yeah, I do know what to tell you. I do it all the time. Tomorrow morning at 7:35, I'll be hanging out with Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. You can drop by for that, or I would suggest getting there at 6, right when the program begins. It's always good fun. Tomorrow afternoon, we have Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Congressman John McGuire joining us. I am looking forward to that. I'm going to get a few details up on the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, our big father figure event. I'd love to have you as part of Team Katz. We just added the Pie Safe Baking Company. Laura Sylvester is going to be selling certain items and donating to Team Katz leading up to the event. That's great. And somebody sent me a note. Is Emily Morrissey going to be doing a special Team Katz bracelet? I hadn't asked, but you know what? I'll ask. I don't know. Maybe we can do that too. I don't want to put too much on Emily. She's like the princess of bracelets and very, very busy. But, you know, if she's got a couple of extra minutes, maybe she could do that too. We'll see. The more the merrier. Listen, I want you to have a great night. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.